Didsbury Town Council has given first reading to a land use bylaw amendment designed to create a new commercial district in the downtown core. The vote on bylaw 2022-01 came during the recent regularly scheduled council meeting, held by Zoom. A public hearing on the bylaw will be held later this month. The general purpose of the proposed new district is to strengthen the commercial core as the heart of the community and a logical place to bring new vitality and mixed-use development that is compatible with the historic character of the district, the amendment reads. The district encourages, supports, and enhances the commercial core as a mixed-use urban hub that enhances the pedestrian-oriented streetscape. Permitted uses in the new district would be accessory building, accessory structure, establishments, eating and drinking class 1, office, public utility, and retail, small, general, person service. Discretionary uses include animal service, automotive services, minor, building accessory, cannabis retail sales, care facility, child, clinic, dwelling multi-unit and shopping center. Site requirements would include maximum building height of 10 meters and minimum side yard setback of 3 meters. This amendment proposes changes to the land use bylaw that reinforce the direction established for the commercial core, eliminating unnecessary regulatory barriers to development that has already been supported through existing plans and policy, Ethan Gorner, the town of Didsbury's chief administrative officer, said in a briefing note to council. Establishing the standalone district for the commercial core will create more direct links between the goals, objectives, and policies and their implementation through the land use bylaw regulatory too. Establishing a unique land use district will both provide flexibility within the commercial core, while also focusing on maintaining the character of the neighborhood. After giving first reading to the proposed land use amendment bylaw, council set February 22 as the date for public hearing for the bylaw. All councillors were present at the January 25 council meeting.